John Bartine's Watch by Ambrose Bierce. A story by a physician. The exact time. Good God, my friend, why do you insist? One would think, but what does it matter? It is easily bedtime. Isn't that near enough? But here, if you must set your watch, take mine and see for yourself. With that, he detached his watch, a tremendously heavy old-fashioned one, from the chain, and handed it to me. Then turned away and walked across the room to a shelf of books, began an examination of their backs. His agitation and evident distress surprised me. They appeared reasonless. Having set my watch by his, I stepped over to where he stood and said, "Thank you." As he took his timepiece and reattached it to the guard, I observed that his hands were unsteady. With a tact upon which I greatly prided myself, I sauntered carelessly to the sideboard and took some brandy and water, and then begging his pardon for my thoughtlessness, asked him to have some, and went back to my seat by the fire, leaving him to help himself as was our custom. He did so, and presently joined me at the hearth, as tranquil as ever. This odd little incident occurred in my apartment, where John Bartine was passing an evening. We had dined together at the club, had come home in a cab, and, in short, everything had been done in the most prosaic way. And why John Bartine should break in upon the natural and established order of things, to make himself spectacular with a display of emotion, apparently for his own entertainment, I could nowise understand. The more I thought of it, while his brilliant conversational gifts were commending themselves to my attention, the more curious I grew, and of course had no difficulty in persuading myself that my curiosity was friendly solicitude. That is the disguise that curiosity usually assumes to evade resentment. So I ruined one of the finest sentences of his disregarded monologue by cutting it short without ceremony. "John Bartine," I said, "you must try to forgive me if I am wrong, but with the light that I have at present, I cannot concede your right to go all to pieces when asked the time of night. I cannot admit that it is proper to experience a mysterious reluctance to look your own watch in the face, and to cherish in my presence, without explanation, painful emotions which are denied to me, and which are none of my business." To this ridiculous speech, Bartine made no immediate reply, but sat looking grave.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?